As restrictions on daily activities tighten and confirmed cases of the coronavirus rise, many West Virginia food pantries say more people are coming to rely on their services. Federal food resources are being expanded, but organizations on the ground say they're struggling, not only with increased need, but also with how COVID-19 is changing day-to-day operations. The team at West Virginia Public Broadcasting reached out to food pantries across the state to see how they're faring. Brittany Patterson brings us this report.
At the Five Loaves and Two Fishes Food Bank in McDowell County, supplies are limited and the volunteers are asking people to make appointments to pick up food. Linda McKinney is the co-owner of the food bank, which is entirely volunteer-run. Here she is speaking in a short video released on Wednesday.
I think I've got 80 people this morning on a waiting list for when I start back next week.
She says, in the age of the coronavirus pandemic, Five Loaves and Two Fishes has run out of things like baby formula. They're sending away parents and family members in need. And many of the clients who use the food bank in McDowell County are grandparents, raising their infant grandchildren and need formula.
People were texting me now wanting to know, are you still going to give out food tomorrow if they have a point? I have to wait. I don't know.
West Virginia has some of the highest rates of food insecurity in the country. Joshua Lonis with the West Virginia University Food Justice Lab says before the coronavirus hit, 300,000 Mountaineers relied on food pantries across the state.
So I think we need to remember that before this COVID-19 crisis, we were already in a crisis around food insecurity.
Congress recently approved expanding federal food aid due to the pandemic. West Virginia should receive more than $2 million to help buy and distribute supplies. But Lonis says West Virginia's 550 food pantries vary a lot in terms of their capacity. Some are a few volunteers in a church basement, while others provide daily services. Cynthia Kirkhart directs the Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington. It provides food to 220 member pantries around much of southern West Virginia. She says some are shutting down.
The majority of folks who are managing and running pantries, they meet that vulnerable population, you know, description. So some of them have concerns about the volunteers' health and well-being.
Kirkhart says they've seen a 30% jump in emergency food assistance requests. At the same time, where many food pantries get their food has changed as people clear out grocery shelves and restaurants shut their doors. Michael Linger heads up the House of Carpenter in Wheeling. He says they've seen requests for assistance jump by 200%. Many are new faces.
Two things that we haven't seen before. One is a large number of people whose jobs have been put on hold. And so they're waiting to get any kind of, you know, unemployment benefits or anything that will allow them to shop. And the second is people going into the grocery store and finding limited resources.
The state's food pantries are also having to change the way they interact with people to respect new social distancing requests. Craig Hammond at the Bluefield Union Mission says they're taking steps to keep people at least 6 feet apart.
We have, because of the crisis, tried to reduce as best we can the density of people in one place. And we've also tried to limit personal interaction as best we can, although when you serve a lot of people, it's not that easy. But we've been actually getting pretty good at it.
And in Morgantown, the Salvation Army has shifted its daily soup kitchen from dine-in to take-out, says Sheldon Greenland.
Kind of breaks our heart because we've built a really good culture in our cafeteria, but we have to maintain the distance.
Not all food pantries say they're seeing an increase in visitors. In the Eastern Panhandle, some organizations reported it was largely business as usual. During a press conference this week, officials with the West Virginia National Guard said they were forging new partnerships with VOAD and food banks to help struggling food pantries and meet the needs of vulnerable groups like senior citizens. Meanwhile, many organizations are encouraging folks to donate if they can. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
We had help producing that story from Emily Allen, Liz McCormick, Corey Nollinger, and Roxy Todd. We also had help from JJN Multimedia, who produced a short film about Five Loaves and Two Fishes Food Bank in McDowell County. We've posted it online if you're interested. find it, and all the latest coverage on wvpublic.org.